My dear devotees of Sri Sri Radha Govinda and of Balaji, I would like to teach all of you this evening a simple but very attractive spiritual technique in Krishna consciousness called the spiritual circle. If you can learn this simple technique of the spiritual circle, your life in Krishna consciousness will be successful from tomorrow onwards. In Shastra, the first mention of a spiritual protective circle is in the Ramayana, and it is called there the Lakshman Rekha. When Lord Rama was with Mother Sita in the Dandakaranya forest, they used to have every morning a yagya. Ravana at that time had heard about Mother Sita, and he wanted to kidnap her and enjoy her. And he did so by devising a trick. He told Marichi, the sorcerer, take on the form of a golden deer. And then walk around the ashram of Sita and Ram. You will see that Mother Sita will desire you. So Marichi took on the form of a golden deer and very attractively began to run about the ashram, so that Mother Sita looked at him and desired to have him. Ram, I want to have this deer and play with him. Hey Sita, said Ram, this is not a deer, this is a Rakshas. No, said Sita, I want this golden deer. Okay, said Ram. Lakshman should all the time stay next to you to protect you against any demons. And Lord Rama told Lakshman, I know this is a trick of Ravana, but just stay with Mother Sita and protect her. Whatever happens, stay with Mother Sita. And with these words, Ram went searching for the golden deer. Finally, the deer was always escaping, but finally Lord Ram put an arrow on his bow and shot him. As the golden deer was dying, he changed his form into a terrible Rakshas named Marichi, and in the voice of Ram called out, Sita, Lakshman, save me. Sita and Ram heard the voice of Rama calling for help. Sita said to Lakshman, have you heard, Lakshman? Ram needs your help. Lakshman answered, it is a trick of the demons. Ram doesn't require anyone's help. At this moment, Sita, out of love for Ram, could not control her mind and said, oh Lakshman, you just want to stay with me as your brother is dying so that you can actually have me as your wife. This reproach was too strong for Lakshman. Lakshman had never ever looked into the face of Sita. He didn't know how Sita's face looked. He had always looked very shyly only on the feet of Mother Sita. And now Sita had told him that he wanted to enjoy with her as her wife. This was too much. So Lakshman said, okay, then I must go. But before I go, I will draw a circle around you, and whatever happens, never leave the inside of this circle, which is known as the Lakshman Rekha. Lakshman took his bow and while chanting Vedic mantras made a protective circle around Sita. It had around 20 meters or 25 meters in diameter. Never leave the circle, Sita. And then Lakshman went to where he had heard the voice of Ram. Ravan had waited for this.
Ravanasudu dani kosam edhi chustunnadu.
he came close and closer to the hut of Mother Sita. I'm sorry, it sounded a little bit like this. This was the Lakshman Rekha, you know, the fire coming up from the Lakshman Rekha. He was thrown back. The mantras which Lakshman had pronounced worked to defend Mother Sita against Ravan, who wanted to kidnap her. Ravan understood, I can't go into this circle. I must allure Sita to come out of this circle. So he dressed like a sannyasi and came close to the circle, and just before the circle he acted as if he broke down, and he said to us, he called in Sita, I am sannyasi, I am very hungry, I cannot move for one more meter, please give me some food. Sita went inside the mandir, or the hut. And came out with a plate of fruits. And she said, she placed it to the outer edge of the Lakshman Rekha and said, you please come and get your fruit. So Ravan was coming from outside the circle, and the moment he was coming to the circle, the circle pushed him back. Then he said, I can't move any longer. You must bring me the food into my hands. Sita said, I can't come closer. I have promised to Lakshman, if you do not give me my food, I will go around the world and I will explain. Sita, the wife of Rama, is cruel and she allows hermits and sadhus to die from hunger. This was more than Sita could tolerate. The good name of Ram was in question now. And she crossed the Lakshman Rekha, and when she had crossed that protective circle, Ravan jumped on her, took her by force, and kidnapped her to Lanka. Mm-hmm. My dear devotees and my dear congregational members, I'm telling you this Leela this evening for a very specific reason. As long as Mother Sita stayed in the circle of protection, she was safe. But the moment she left that circle of protection, that Lakshman Rekha, she could be easily kidnapped. There is such a circle also in each one of our lives. By a good Krishna conscious practice, a devotee can establish a Lakshman Rekha or a Krishna Rekha around him or herself. When you meet a good devotee, you can see that he has the circle around himself. He seems to have something like an effulgence around himself. Almost like light. When you see such a sadhu who has a good Krishna Rekha around himself, you feel enlivened. You feel inspired. You automatically want to pay your obeisances. When such a devotee has a good circle of protection, you feel that you wish to serve him. And you intuitively feel that his blessing can carry you onwards in your spiritual strength. Yes. You can also develop such a Krishna Rekha around yourself. If you chant every morning your japa of Krishna's name, your Krishna Rekha becomes stronger. You can even walk into, let me say, Maya's capital, like a club or a bar or a cinema hall, and you will not be very affected by the Mayic influence. For instance, in this temple we have a book distribution party of book distributors who associate a lot with materialistic people while they are on the street corners and wherever they are, but because they have a strong circle of protection, they are not affected negatively. As a, you know, when your Krishna Rekha is strong, you can help others, you remain undisturbed. But when your Krishna Rekha is very weak, you become immediately very disturbed. You quarrel in your marriages. You quarrel with everyone. You never think of Balaji, of Radha Govinda. You just are, you know, without any spiritual effulgence. I can look into the crowd and I see some of you who have good Krishna Rekhas and others who have very weak Krishna Rekhas, and those who have very weak Krishna Rekhas will have problems this week. Some of you have worries in their minds. Some of you have very strong material desires in your minds. This means your spiritual, your Krishna Rekha is weak. It's almost like weak health. It's almost like a weak health. And there will be there's trouble waiting for you. What can we do to increase our Krishna Rekha? First of all, you should chant the holy name every day with full concentration. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. This is association with Krishna. And in his association, your Krishna Rekha will grow. You should also read every day in the Bhagavatam or the Bhagavad Gita or you know, in other holy books. And you should associate, thirdly, with spiritually strong devotees. As a result of these simple devotional, and you should have darshan of Radha Govinda every day. Or as much as possible. And in this way, you will see how your spiritual circle, how your Krishna circle grows and grows and grows. Let me end today by telling you a very nice story about Lord Krishna. Long ago there was a simple woman who was dealing with fruits. Simple woman. She lived in Mathura. And she had heard that Lord Krishna had appeared in Vrindavan, only 12 kilometers away from Mathura on the other side of the Yamuna.
Mm-hmm.
She had heard that Krishna was looking so sweet, and that when he was only a little boy, he had killed a huge witch called Putana by sucking her breasts, and when she became so big, like a skyscraper, the Putana had fallen down, bang, on the earth, and Krishna had not even cried. So the simple fruit merchant lady decided, tomorrow I shall go to Vrindavan, I shall sell my fruits, and I shall have darshan of this little boy Krishna. The next morning she went over through the Yamuna to the palace of Nanda Maharaj and sat down before the palace and began to chant, bananas, very good bananas, apples, very good apples, oranges, first class oranges, and so on. Krishna was inside the palace. And he played on a pile of grains. Grains, wheat. Mother Yashoda was talking some other place with the elderly cowherd women of Braj about her beautiful son Krishna and how he always would go and steal butter. And outside there was this lady who said, first class lemons and first class grapes, and will anyone buy my pomegranates? And as she was thinking about little Krishna, she could no longer say bananas or apples. She said, first class Govinda, first class Mukunda, first class Damoda. And then she shouted, oh Govinda, oh Mukunda, please come. Now, what happens when any devotee begins to call out for the Lord? The Lord is saying that if a devotee sincerely calls out his name, he must come. So Lord Krishna took a few of the grains from the grain heap and began to slowly walk to the gate of the palace. He was looking back that, oh, maybe my mother will stop me. Oh, maybe the coward ladies will stop me. He only had a little string with bells around his hip, otherwise he was naked and he looked so sweet. And he had a few ankle bells. He went like this and I was looking back. Hopefully no one will stop me. When he finally stood before that fruit lady, he had lost most of the grains. This was because the grains were thinking, we want to stay in the house of Nanda Baba to see more pastimes of our Govinda. We don't want to leave this house. What is he doing? He's carrying us out. So they jumped out of his hands. So there was this fruit lady and she looked with tears in her eyes as little Gopal stood before her. Gopal looked at her and said, "Can I buy some fruits from you?" She said, "Yes, but what do you have? Let me look into your hands. There were only a few grains left." Oh, she said, "That's not enough. But if you sit just one time on my lap and embrace my neck and call me mother, then you can have all my fruits." Little Gopal looked back. There was Mother Yashoda. What would his mother say if he would sit on the lap of someone else and call her mother? But Mother Yashoda was busy, so he quickly sat down. He embraced that fruit lady and said, "Amma, Amma," into her mouth. And then he quickly jumped out of the lap and said, "Give me the fruits now." Yes. And that fruit lady cried tears of ecstasy. She said, "Here, take the bananas, take the grapefruits, take the apples, and take this fruit. This is sitafal, huh? Ramafal, very good. Take Ramafal." And little Krishna took all these fruits and brought them back into the palace. And he went to his mother and to the ladies and said, "I have brought some fruits for you," and distributed the fruits, and they became more fruits and more fruits for all the thousands of cowherd women which were there. He somehow multiplied the fruits. For everyone was enough. Now the basket of that fruit lady was empty and she went back to Mathura. But when she came to the Yamuna, her basket became heavier and heavier until finally she looked, why is it so heavy? And she saw the whole basket was filled with jewels, rubies, emeralds, golds, everything. But as she looked on the heavy basket, she couldn't feel happiness. I only want Krishna and his embrace. I don't want jewels. I don't want to return to Mathura. I want to just sit before the palace and chant Krishna, Govinda, Mukunda, Madhava, and so on. And she returned. She did not go back to Mathura where her home was. Because she had found the Lord of her heart. And Krishna took her back home, back to Godhead. Somewhere there is this fruit lady who says, first class Govinda, first class Ramphal, first class, no, Damoda, first class Radhika Raman, first class this. This happens, my dear devotees, when your spiritual Rekha or your Krishna Rekha is healthy and strong. You will quickly lose your attachments to this adhyatmika life. There's so much adhyatmika klesha, adibodhika klesha in this material world, and hot temperature klesha. There are these miseries of material existence. And Tirupati hotness klesha. It's just coming. In 1 month it will be very much present, this klesha. So please, my dear devotees, work on your Krishna Rekha. Be honest with yourself. Look at you. How strong is your Krishna Rekha at the present moment? If you cannot see, ask another person, a devotee. Please correct me in my spiritual life. You can become very strong in your Krishna Rekha, if you learn also about the meaning of responsibility in your spiritual life. Responsibility has two dimensions. One is responsibility to your own spiritual life. And the second is responsibility to the spiritual life of others. By becoming a responsible devotee who is taking care of these two areas, that is his own private Krishna consciousness and the Krishna consciousness of others, you become very strong. We are now pioneers in Tirupati. We wish to present a very nice mandir for Radha Govinda. And for this project, Radha Govinda need responsible devotees. Devotees who are responsible for their own spiritual development in Krishna consciousness. And devotees who take responsibility for other people and try to elevate and help them. I wish to thank you all very much for coming to this evening program. It was a great pleasure for me to see your blissful, smiling faces this evening. And I hope that you have taken some inspiration from the subject matter of building your own Krishna Rekha. And I hope that you will not forget that simple fruit merchant who was calling for Krishna and Krishna came to her. I wish all of you that you can become responsible devotees in Krishna consciousness. And help that Radha Govinda can very swiftly move into the new temple. Yes. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Shishi Radha Govinda ki, Shishi Gonitai ki, Shila Prabhupada ki, Go Premanandi Hari Hari Bo.